The Gemara in Sochem tells us if one is bala matzah, yotza, you swallow matzah, you yotze, bala mara ino yotze, you swallow mara, you are not yotze. Why are you not yotze? So the Mefarshim explained, because you don't have the tamara. Part of eating the mara is to feel the bitterness. And therefore, if you don't have the tamara, therefore it's a no-go. Based on this, and it comes up all the time, and especially during COVID, where you lose your sense of taste. So someone who has COVID, or doesn't have to be COVID, you can't taste, so then Pashas, one is not permitted to make the bracha of the mara. You can eat, you can hear someone else's bracha. And similarly, if you lose your smell, it's a problem of Boru and Abisamim. So during the Seder, you have other people there, usually listen to someone else's bracha. Regarding the Besama, if you're not there, so obviously, if no one else is there, you don't make a bracha. If someone else is there, that's a discussion. Do I say, let someone else making the bracha in the middle, would that be a problem or not? So nevertheless, that's the Gemara. So it's Mashu from our Gemara, that Boa Matzah Yiyatze implies that you don't need Ta Matzah. So, which is a question, what exactly matzah, either way. So there's another Gemara which says, talks about matzah mevushelis, cooked matzah. Could I fulfill my mitzvah, the Leil Seder, with matzah mevushelis? So the Gemara after discussion basically says, no, you don't have ta matzah. So, in fact, that was the practice of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, among others, who recommended when Erev Shabbos, whenever Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there's a whole discussion what you do for the meal at Shalosh Shittos. So his practice was to do matzah mevushelis, to cook the matzah. Of course, it's a challenge how to cook it exactly, but I guess he knew how to do it, or his wife. And that's similar to doing kineduach, you know, as long as it's cooked. So either way, the Gemara seems to say that it's no good because you need Tam Matzah, so we have an apparent contradiction. From one Gemara, Bola Matzah Yatzah, the implication is you don't need Tam Matzah. And from the Gemara here, clearly says you need Tam Matzah, because the reason why Matzah Mevushelis, cooked matzah, is in no-go, is because there's no Tam Matzah. So different schools of thought. So one answer is more, you know, with some lumdis is, of course you need ta matzah. Like the Gemara says, matzah mevushelis is a no-go because you don't have ta matzah. If you need ta matzah, so how is bola matzah? Good, like bola mara is no-go because you need the ta mara. The answer is no. Regarding mara, you have to actually physically taste it, apparently. But by matzah, it's a din in the chefsa, it's a din in the object. As long as, if I would chew on it, and I taste the matzah, there'd be ta matzah. The fact that I coincidentally swallowed it, so that doesn't take, that's not a chisaron in ta matzah. Apparently, you have different madrigas. By ta mara, you have to actually physically taste it. By ta matzah, according to this pshat, this has to be called a roi labila. This has to be fundamentally able to be tasted. To have taste. If you personally didn't taste it, that's anachisara. So that's how someone learned that really you need ta matzah, there's no kasha, and the fact that I can't taste it personally, or I didn't taste it, I did it in a way where I didn't taste it, so therefore that's not anachisara. So, and then it could be also if I don't have any taste, but so therefore the matzah still did. So it's a did in the It's a din in the chefza. Well, mara, you have to feel the bitterness. Perhaps it's different. Other Rishonim, I think Rabbeinu Yona, others say that's not the pshat. Really, you know, the reason what it means, matzah b'vushelis, doesn't mean it's not good because it's ta matzah. Matzah b'vushelis isn't good because it's just another way of saying is, it's like, it's not lechemoni. It's not matzah, it's like matzah ashira. This, like the pashas is, you can't be yotze the mitzvah, Leil Seder with matzah ashira. Some have a lumdis that maybe you can make a chilek, the maromi prag, maybe that you're yotze yimitza of matzah, but not lechemoni. But the pasha says you're not yotze with egg matzah, matzah ashira, and that's why it's no good. So that's why, and that would explain why, you know, it's like egg matzah, so it fits in well if you go with the Aruch HaShulchan in the Ramah that on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you can eat egg matzah, because the Chumrah of the Minig Ashkenaz is only on Pesach itself. But the real Chumrah you say about being Chameitz, we don't really think it's Chameitz. We get a Zakein and Chol eat, so therefore we can even have it on Erev Pesach. So all it's saying is, it's really not a din, it's not telling me anything about Tam Matzah. You need Tam Matzah. But the reason, or, you know, it doesn't discuss Tam Matzah or not. No Raya, you need Tam Matzah, perhaps, according to this pshat, because it's saying it's no good because it doesn't have, it's like Matzah Shira, so they have a maybe, you know, Bola matzah, maybe you don't need tamatza. So that's a discussion as well. And many mefarshim say the reason why other matzahs are no good, matzah she'eno made out with shema, because that's the tamatzas. Either way, so that's a discussion. The Gemara, depending how you reconcile the apparent contradiction, how do we reconcile on one hand bola matzah yotza matzah mevushelis is bola matzah yotza mashi, you don't need tamatza. Well, Bal Matzah Mevushelis is no good because it doesn't have Tam Matzah, so Ezema Zenachinami. You need Tam Matzah, but it's the din in the Chefsa. The Matzah Mevushelis itself, no matter who eats it, no matter how you eat it, it's not Tam Matzah. The fact that I decided to swallow it, not a Jew, that's not a Chisorin in Tam Matzah. Well, their approach is, no, it's not really telling me a Tam Matzah, it's telling me a din of Matzah Ashira. So, and therefore, if it's matzah mevushelis, it's like matzah shira. Then if you don't eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so then you wouldn't be able to have a matzah mevushelis either. And then it wouldn't necessarily be a proof. According to this, then it's nothing to do with matzah. So all we have is bala matzah yatza. And you could discuss pashas. You know, we assume that we want to have matzah. But, you know, what exactly Tam Matzah means. Because if you swallow it, the Gemara says, let's go.